Welcome to the hit radio show, Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted intuitive energy healer. During this show, Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help release that which no longer serves you and to show you another way to live. Is physical pain controlling your life? Do you feel like happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Leave negativity and pain behind. Christy's divine healing gift, her Perspective Reboot process, and her uplifting and unique viewpoints will help set you on that path toward the life you've always dreamed of. Now, here is your host, Christy Borst.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Perspective Reboot. I am your host, Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today. This show is recording live on May 27th at 12 noon Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Today's show is entitled Energy Healing Across Space and Time, and questioning if there's a mind-body connection to happiness and wellness. So thank you for joining me today. I am going to be taking at least one caller later in the show if you are interested in experiencing some energy healing or a chakra clearing. The phone number to call in is 800-930-2819. So just to give you an overview of today's schedule, I'm going to start out talking about the mind-body connection to health and wellness. And then we're going to talk about this concept of healing beyond space and time, and then kind of finally talk a little bit more about what is energy healing. So as I was coming up to this time point in which I reconnected with my gift, which is an ability to help people heal on a physical, mental, emotional, and or spiritual level, I did reading and I really expanded my awareness of what was possible and what was achievable through reading by many, many people. And one of the books that I really liked and found quite helpful for me was a book by Deepak Chopra, and it's called Quantum Healing, Exploring the Frontiers of Mind-Body Medicine. And what Deepak presents, you might say, is that the body has what he calls silent intelligence. And this silent intelligence is what tells our bones, for example, how to mend when we break a bone, or helps our skin to heal when we cut or burn. And normally it works really, really well, but sometimes it gets a little bit off course, and the thoughts that we think and negative, what I call negative programming, that we can subject ourselves to can affect that silent intelligence of the body. Now, Deepak Chopra kind of presents it this way, that when we were possibly in school, I know when I was in school, DNA was pictured as this 3D model that was pretty much firm and solid and unchangeable. But he presents or supposes that the DNA is not a tower of concrete, but it's more of a pillar of light. And to kind of give you an example of this, I think probably many of you have heard of the work by Dr. Emoto, in which he took water and he presented that water with even just pieces of paper that had words on them, both positive words and negative words. And then he froze the water, and the structure of the water kind of changed depending on what the word that it was exposed to was. There was experimentation by the Institute of Heart Math, and what they did was they took volunteers and they got samples of the people's DNA, and then they were able to I don't know the science of it, but somehow they were able to keep that suspended and alive. And then they took 28 researchers who had been trained to emote a specific emotion. For example, there was a group of positive emoters and a group of negative emoters. And for example, the positive emoters, maybe one person was just trained to emote gratitude, another love, another appreciation, etc. And then the other group, there was perhaps someone that expressed anger, fear, frustration, or stress. And what they observed was when that DNA was exposed to the group who was sending it the positive emotions, the DNA relaxed. The strands became less tightly bound and the DNA became longer. But when the DNA was exposed to the anger, fear, frustration, kind of negative emotions, it tightened up and it became shorter. And not only that, but it actually switched off some of the DNA codes that were on as a, you know, baseline measure. The really great thing, though, was that when they took these DNA samples and they switched them, the ones that were tightened up and shut off from being exposed to the negative stimuli, and they gave them to the other group, the DNA became totally reversed and went back to being relaxed and unwound, and the codes turned back on. So this is really a kind of science meets reality example of how we affect our bodies. The things that we really choose to think about, because in every moment you have a choice. You might think you don't have a choice, but you really do have a choice. And your choice comes by first being conscious of what it is that you're thinking. I'm just going to mute myself for 1 second because I need to take a little drink of water. So another quote from Deepak Chopra is that many things, quote, out there don't exist for us because they're unreal in our minds. Our brains haven't allowed ourselves to perceive them. We're like radios that appear to have all the channels, but we're stuck on a handful. So think about that. And even in your car, you probably have radio stations that you've set to. But what if you manually tune into something new? What if you explore what else is out there? Now, I know that it can seem overwhelming to do that. And I invite you to go back and listen to some of the archives that I've presented, as well as I have healing videos on my website and healing artwork. But we're going to discuss this more. We're going to go into a break shortly. But when we come back, we're going to answer the question, how can you change? How can you heal beyond space and time? If you'd like to call in later in the show, the number is 800-930-2819, and I'll give you some information on my website. It's healingresonance.us, and you can look at the free things there. And I also offer private sessions for really profound and deep work, and that number is 401-466-4901. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today. Today we're talking about energy healing across space and time, and also how healing and happiness kind of tie into the mind-body connection. And as I was on the break, I was kind of thinking about how do you change? How can I easily explain to you how to shift and change the way that you're talking to yourself and seeing yourself. And I think it really comes down to recognizing the power of the mind and the power of the heart. And when you can start to see things, and not just outward things, but yourself through your heart and not through your mind or ego, I think that's when you can start to have these like breakthrough moments when you can move beyond the negative thoughts. And I can really assure you that if you have a voice that's telling you that you aren't this or you aren't that, or you can't do this or you can't do that, that's not coming from your heart. That's coming from the mind or the ego. So what does the ego have to do with it? Well, your identity up until this point is possibly wrapped up in the experiences that you've had up to this point. And, you know, you may have had struggles, you may have had traumas, and that's understandable. We're here to experience, we're here to live, we're here to feel emotions. The fine point comes, or the sticking point comes, when the experiences, struggles, traumas, not only shape us, but they define us. And that's what we want to be aware of. We want the experiences in life to shape us, but not become stuck on them so that they define us. Well, how do we do that? How do we not let a past experience define us? This is what I kind of talked about 2 weeks ago, and I believe the date was the 13th of May. We are aspects of Source, aspects of God, aspects of the All That Is, whatever you call that power that created all life. And as aspects of God, we have creator abilities. And that creator ability is in this now moment. By choosing how we decide to experience life, and when we live in the past, when we just keep replaying negative experiences in our mind, we're maybe unconsciously creating a life, but we're still creating a life, and it might be steeped in pain and negativity. But if we can take a step back, feel the emotion, and then realize that perhaps we don't want to be stuck in that emotion, we can become more subjective about the experience. Realize that you have free will, and you may get off course at times, but I like to think of it, you know, just like a GPS that says rerouting. You can reroute and get back to affirming that, you know, yes, you've made some mistakes, but recognize that that mistake or that experience shaped you. So just think for a second of the difference between something shaping you, bringing you forward to the point you are now, and defining you. Defining you means you've gotten stuck on that. So we want you to move past that. And I know sometimes just the conscious knowing that I want to move past that is not, it doesn't allow you to move past it. And honestly, that is one of my gifts. That is one of the things that I am able to do in both in these like small sessions with people on air and in private sessions. And I want to give you an example of that. Sometimes people don't even know that the mind is creating physical pain. I had a friend ask me, she was up here on a vacation and the extended family was there, and she asked me if I could work on one of the members of the family who was having such terrible knee pain that she was having to wear a brace. And I spoke to the person over the phone, and just in talking with her, I could see that this was an emotional component to this knee pain. Now, we didn't have to hash it over and talk about it for hours. I was able to hold what I call my healing resonance with her and release. It was kind of a sense of both fear and embarrassment. Release that emotion from the knee area. And my friend reported back the next day that this family member was walking without the knee brace the next day. Now, this works across space and time. People tell me that they've listened to the archive shows of me working with people, and it's helped them. Now, that's beyond space and time. If I record a show today and a month from now, somebody listens to it and they receive the healing, that's the power of energy healing. That's the power of this gift. If you would like to look at my website and learn more about this, it's healingresonance.us or .us. And the phone number for a private session is 401-466-4901. Now, what can you do to maybe work on this little steps at a time? Realize that when you look at somebody else and you think, oh, that person is valuable, or that person is so lovable, you can get to a point of feeling that same way about yourself. And you really need to get to a place of feeling that about yourself, because that's where you're going to find your greatest healing. We are all equal. We're all creators. We're all aspects of Source. So whatever good adjectives you can apply to somebody else, you can apply to yourself. Now, how do you do that? Well, maybe you need to find the things that bother you most and look at other people as role models and start to make some affirmations about, you know, the truths that you see in others. For example, everyone is equal. Everyone is valuable. Everyone is innocent. Everyone is lovable. And then do those same statements for yourself. I am valuable. I am lovable. I am innocent. I am equal. And really start to do this work for yourself. Now, I always suggest, and when I'm in session with people, I do suggest affirmations and statements of release for the work that we're doing. And I always encourage people to do this work out loud, because I believe that our voices are an important tool for us, and that every cell in our body needs to hear when we want to make some changes. So find a space that you're comfortable doing that, and try to do that. I want to give you another example of how beliefs and programming, or, you know, emotional traumas from the past can be released and affect physical healing. I had a client who had pain and numbness in his shoulder and was told that he needed to have surgery, and he just kept putting it off and putting it off. And when I started my practice, he contacted me and said he wanted to try to have a session with me. And basically, we found that there were some traumas from his childhood, and really a lot of this work is healing traumas from childhood. And in that one session, he was ready to release it. I assisted him in releasing it. And he went from the state of, you know, feeling that the only relief was surgery to no surgery, no pain after that one session. Now, it's great when it only takes one session, but sometimes the work is a bit deeper and we really do have to, you know, have more than one session. So I want to talk to you a little bit more about energy healing and Perspective Reboot, which of course is the name of the show, and try to help you to find ways that you can be the light, love, and joy that I believe you're here to be. So the station is going to take a break for news and some station identification. Please come back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today. So we're talking about the mind-body connection to happiness and wellness and energy healing across space and time. And I want to talk a little bit more about what is energy healing, because I know it's new to people, and I feel that the work I'm doing is pretty profound. I had somebody write to me today and comment on how he had listened to one of my healing videos or watched my healing videos, and he was amazed that healing could come across a digital media content like that. So how did I get this gift? What is this gift? If you think about a child prodigy who plays piano, you don't really know how that child knows how to play the piano. They just do. They couldn't tell you how they know. This is the same with this gift that I have. I believe I had this gift when I was a child, and I have reconnected with it now. My gift is helping people heal on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. I'm offering free items on my website, as I said, healing videos, the show archives. Now, I was talking with someone recently, and this example, I think, is great of how at least the energy, my energy, works for people. If you think about a newborn baby that's crying, when the mother picks up the baby, the baby stops crying, or even a small child, you know, whatever the cause of that distress or crying was, it's forgotten when the mother picks up the baby. She's given that baby her love and attention. And the work that I'm doing is much like that. When I go into this space of source energy love that I am able to connect with, and I connect with the other person, and I put my focus on their concern, on their problem, if you will, or their trauma, I'm able to help that person to basically almost like reset themselves or move to a different space of experiencing that. That's where I came up with this phrase, Perspective Reboot, because just as a computer can reboot and kind of fix problems that happened over time, the work that I'm doing is able to help people with that. Now, if you would like to call into the show, the number is 800-930-2819. If you're interested in private session with me, it's healingresonance.us, and the phone number is 401-466-4901. And I just want to give a couple more examples of how the mind, emotion, even spiritual layers of the body can affect the physical body, because your body can't speak English. It can either speak wellness or it can speak pain. So I've worked with people with, as I've said, physical pain. I had the client with the shoulder pain. I've had quite a few people with back pain. But one of the kind of amazing to me things about the work that I'm doing is sometimes I do actually feel like a physical connection to what the client is experiencing, and sometimes I don't. I do work with, you'll notice when I do sessions on air with people, I do talk to them, because I need the feedback from what I believe is their, you know, what I mentioned earlier, the silent intelligence of their body. They can give me feedback, which I don't get directly. So I had connected quite a few months ago. This was when I was kind of first becoming aware of this healing gift. I contacted a friend in France who had posted on Facebook that she was having really extreme shoulder pain, and she had recently lost her husband, so I knew she was dealing with quite a bit of grief. So I did contact her and asked her if she would like to do a session with me. I gifted her a session, and as I connected in with her, my chest felt so heavy, and I thought at first, well, maybe I'm just nervous and, you know, I just need to kind of calm down. So I just took a space and just relaxed myself and took a really nice, deep, slow breath. And all of a sudden she says, wow, or oh my gosh, or something. And, you know, it's hard when you're not physically with the person because you don't know what's going on. But I asked her, you know, what's happening? And she said, well, she says, I didn't realize how tight my chest was. And I've just taken the deepest breath I think I've taken, you know, since my husband died. So that's an example of how I can connect in with people. I was able to work with her, and the shoulder pain she was feeling, I kind of perceived as this new added sense of responsibility that she was feeling. I've worked with people on self-confidence issues, and sometimes the change is not dramatic at first, but within a month, there's typically a major shift. I'd worked with a chiropractor who went from a space of dreading new patients for fear that she couldn't help them to really, like, after being in business for several years, really starting to get her practice going and moving on. I do have I do have a caller on the line. I have Mary, and I think I'm going to start working with her now, and then maybe do some other examples later on if that seems appropriate. Before I do work with Mary, I am required to do a disclaimer, and that is that I am not a licensed physician, therapist, or chiropractor, and that energy healing is intended to supplement traditional allopathic medicine that one is receiving. So if we could bring Mary on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, Christy. How are you this day?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thank
over
you.
The air.
So,
it's just
Mary, I think I might know you.
Yes.
Okay.
We have worked.
So Mary said she's calling for a healing. Why don't you tell me what's going on, and we'll work on you.
Okay. I've had 3 hip replacements in 4 months prior to 2012. And recently have had some more issues with this one. It's the one that's recalled. And no one will touch it because of the previous doctor's malpractice and the injuries to it. And just having a lot of pain with it, more so now on the left side, the compensating side, than on the actual right side.
Okay. Okay, so let's just connect in here. We're going to be probably having to take commercial break while I'm working with you, Mary, but just stay on the line with me.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to connect in. Now, let me know, Mary. I'm going to tell you where I'm intending to be giving you, like, the energetic help, and let me know if you feel it somewhere else. So right now, I'm kind of doing your heart chakra and your right hip together.
Okay. Definitely feeling a warm sensation.
I'm trying right now to just expand the energy or the auric bodies around your hips. Are you feeling the warmth in your hips or your heart or both?
Lower back, across the back, through the hips, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Mary, are you ready to release whatever might be holding in this area in your lower back and hips?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I think we're going to go to break. And while we're on break, I want to do an affirmation with you. So stay on the line. You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. And today we're talking about energy healing across space and time. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me. I'm actually in a little mini session right now with Mary. Mary is 52 and she has had chronic problems with her hips. She's had hip replacements on both sides, actually multiple replacements. And during the break, we were working on some just also, you know, working on releasing any kind of emotional trauma or pain from that area. And I had just started to work with her on a verbal affirmation. And Mary, are you comfortable to do some of that on air, or would you like to do that on your own?
Or I'm how do you? More than happy to. Yes.
Okay. So I just had suggested that she state in her own words that she's releasing any kind of fear for standing on her own or self-doubt or anything that might be holding in those hips. So we're going to do that as I continue to work with her. And others of you who have hip problems, start doing your own affirmation, because this will help you.
I fully release any and all fears or doubts that are holding me back or that no longer support or serve me at this time. I'm ready to release those.
Okay, and just do some sort of strength statement about, you know, being able to stand on your own and trusting and... You know,
at this time, I am fully capable of standing on my own. I am supported and feeling confident in moving forward and supported by those around me as well as from those on the other side.
Nice.
So it is.
And so it is.
And it is so.
How's that feeling for you, Mary?
The warmth that started in my lower back has now moved through both sides of my hips, almost down through my legs, like a circuit, and coming back up very, very energetically.
Great.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you for calling today. I'm happy to help you with this.
Oh, Christy, I appreciate all that you've done in the past. I would recommend you to anyone who has any even emotional, beliefs that are holding them back right now. Thank you so much for this time today.
Thank you, because, Mary, it's a gift to to be able to share with you, and you have just gifted others who are having problems in their hips, because as they listen to this, either today or, you know, if their today is a month from now, it's going to help them too. So thank you so much.
I will definitely listen to the archive too. Thank you again, Christy. Love
okay.
you.
My pleasure, Mary. Take care and let me know how you're doing.
Oh, I will. I will definitely keep in touch with you. Thank
okay.
you again. Okay. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
So let me just take a second and just get a drink of water. I'm going to just mute myself for a second here. Okay, so I hope that some of you who have been having probably hip, even knee and ankle pain are going to get some relief from today's show. And if you would like to kind of take this to a personal level and release what might be blocking you, please feel free to contact me at 401-466-4901, and my website is healingresonance.us or .us. So I just want to kind of recap a little bit about some of the things that I have shared today. We do have a mind-body connection, and unfortunately, I think some of the thoughts that we're unconscious of can be the ones that guide our health. So it's really important to take time to be quiet, to take time to be aware of our thoughts, and to really decide what kind of things we're going to expose ourselves to. This even includes, you know, the television. I really suggest to people that when any kind of drug company commercials come on air, mute the TV, because you don't need to be knowing about any diseases and any kind of symptoms and all that stuff. So that's kind of a small thing you can do. Realize that you are powerful because you have creator abilities in the present moment. You can decide whether or not you want to listen to the negative programming. And the first step, of course, is listening to it, hearing it. I had a session with a woman who was basically having terrible knee pain, and it turned out that, you know, a lot of that was from stuff with her dad, which we were able to release. And after this, the session with her, the first one, she did come back for a second one. She commented to me on how she had never really been aware at how mean she was to herself. And once she was able to become aware of it, she was able to change it. So really, awareness is the first step. And then once you're aware of it, then you can work on changing it. If you can't change it on your own, then find some help. Give me a call. Find someone else that you want to work with. But don't feel that, you know, you have to live this life of pain and suffering, because I truly believe that we are here to live lives of joy and love and to fully experience life in every moment from a place of health and happiness. Be honest about yourself. Realize that you've made some mistakes, but you don't need to let those mistakes define your life. They've shaped you, and that's important. These experiences came your way for a reason, but they didn't come here to be your life. They came here to shape your life. So it's all about your perspective. It's all about what you choose to give your awareness to. Healing beyond space and time. Go back to my website. I've labeled some of the sessions I've had with people. Listen to the shows, listen to the sessions, watch the healing videos, look at my healing artwork. Maybe you'd like to have some very love-based, high-frequency artwork in your home or office. I have a chakra print that's 12 by 36. It's a gorgeous piece. You hang that on your wall and you stand in front of that at the start of your day, the end of your day, and that's such a wonderful way to start the day. You're listening to Perspective Reboot. I hope you'll join me next week. I'm going to be having a special guest. His name is Jeffrey Chappell, and he wrote a wonderful book called Answers from Silence. That show is going to be about making a better connection and finding your internal guidance system, finding that voice that is uplifting, that sense of direction for how to live life with joy. I appreciate you joining me today. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I look forward to talking to you again and perhaps having a one-on-one session with you. For now, I wish you love, light, and joy. Thanks for joining me. This is Christy Borst from Perspective Reboot.
You've been listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, Wisdom, Healing, and Empowerment.